Before we start the sermon today,
我们今天开始我们的讲道之前
there are two things that our church is doing that we would love to invite you to.
我要跟你分享两件事情，我们教会我也邀请你们跟一起参加。
Well, next Saturday, right here at Hope Church, 2:00 to 5:00 is a children's Christmas camp.
在下个星期Saturday. 下个星期六2点到5点有一个小朋友的专门的圣诞营。
And it's for all ages up to middle school.
所以所有年龄一直到中学。
You can sign up on our website.
你可以到到这个教会的他的网页上去登记。
And then on Christmas Eve, we have a worship service at 5:00. You normally have not had a worship service, so you are welcome to join us.
然后在圣诞夜5点钟，教会有一个仪式，然后也欢迎大家来参加。
So let's pray, and then we will open God's Word together.
我们下面一起祷告。
Lord, I ask you to come and speak to us this afternoon through your Word.
今天神求你来跟我们讲话。
Would you teach us and instruct us and encourage us today from your word?
求你用你的道来教导，来鼓励我们。
Speak through me, I pray, and let my words be your words.
然后通过牧师的口，把神的道传讲出来。
Give us ears to listen and the hearts willing to obey you.
求你让我们有一个愿意听的。耳朵愿意受教的心。
Thank you for your presence with us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢你今天与我们的同在，靠主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
I learned a valuable lesson a number of years ago about how important it is to have good protection when you're in a dangerous situation.
很多年以前，我学到一个很宝贵的经验，就是怎么样在危险的时候能够学会保护自己。
I was living in California. My two daughters were young children, very young.
那个时候牧师住在加州，他两个女儿那时候年龄还是很小。
And my wife and I owned our first home.
那个时候牧师跟太太买了一栋房子。
One day, as I was working in the yard, I looked up and I saw several bees buzzing around our roof.
有一天牧师在外面在那个院子里做活，发现他的房顶上有几只蜜蜂飞来飞去。
As a child, I had been stung many times by bees, and so I had a healthy fear of bees.
所以牧师他小时候被蜜蜂叮过很多次，所以他对蜜蜂他知道要躲得远远的。
And they were buzzing around the area of a roof that was right over my daughter's room where she was living.
那些蜜蜂就在他那个离他女儿卧房的那个窗户那里飞来飞去。
So I got my little ladder out and I crawled up and looked into the space where I saw the bees coming from.
所以牧师就爬上一个梯子到那个蜜蜂飞来飞去的那个地方看看到底是在哪里。
I had a little bottle of Raid in my hand. I was going to kill those 2 or 3 bees.
所以牧师手里拿了一个专门灭蜂的一种东西，准备把他们都杀死。
When I looked up over the edge, I noticed there were more than 2 or 3 bees in there, though.
但是当牧师看看那个洞里，发现那里可不仅仅是两三只蜜蜂。
The whole roof was covered in a giant beehive, and there were probably 200 or 300 bees in there.
所以牧师发现那个在屋顶那里有。一个非常大的一个蜂窝，可能有两三百只蜜蜂在里面。
I quickly came back down the ladder.
然后牧师就赶紧从梯子上下来。
And I told my wife that she should call a bee exterminator to come and take care of the problem because it was beyond my ability.
所以牧师就跟师母讲，赶紧打电话叫一个灭蜂的专家来，因为这个牧师自己处理不了。
Being a young married couple, we did not have a lot of money at the time.
那个时候牧师师母还很年轻，没有多少的金钱。
So she picked the bee person who had the cheapest price advertised.
所以那时候师母就找了一个最便宜的灭蜂的人来。
A few days later, a young guy drove up in a car and got out and said, I am the bee man.
所以过了几天，一个年轻人来说，哦，我是那个专门的灭蜂专家。
My wife went to him and said, well, do you have a ladder to get up onto the roof? And he said, no, I need to borrow yours.
所以师母问他说，那你有没有一个梯子可以爬到蜂窝那个地方去？那个年轻人说，我没有，我需要借你们家的。
She said, well, there are a lot of bees up there. Do you have your bee suit to get into? And he said, no, my company couldn't afford a bee suit, so they just sent me out.
所以师母又问他，那你没有专门穿上那个灭蜂的那个防护服，然后就不至于被蜜蜂叮咬？那个年轻人说，我的公司买不起那个灭蜂的衣服，我就这样子可以。
The one thing he did have was a larger can of things that looked like Raid, and he could crawl up there and spray this powerful stuff on them and kill them.
他唯一一件就是他那个灭蜂的喷雾器呢，比牧师的那个大一些。
So he crawls up the ladder, begins to spray all this bee poison on them.
所以他就爬上梯子，然后就开始向那个蜜蜂那里蜂窝里面喷那个灭蜂的那个液体。
And the bees didn't like it at all.
当然那些蜜蜂不喜欢。
And they didn't die.
他们还没有死。
They just got very mad.
然后他们非常的恼，那些蜜蜂们看来是非常的生气。
And dozens of them started coming out and stinging him all over his body.
所以那些蜜蜂反而飞过来开始来叮咬这个灭蜂的年轻人。
He dropped the can of bee spray.
所以那个年轻人呢，被蜂叮咬，他的灭蜂的那个气也掉到地上去了。
He fell off the ladder onto our driveway.
然后他从那个梯子上掉下来。
He was still covered with bees.
他全身都布满了蜜蜂。
And the last we saw of him, he was slapping himself while he jumped in his car and drove away as quickly as he could.
当牧师和师母发现他的时候，他在拍打自己的全身，然后呢就钻到他的车子里就逃走了。
We didn't hear anything from him or from the company for a good week.
我们有整整一个星期没有从他的公司还有他个人听到任何消息。
And then a week later he came back.
但是一个星期之后他又回来了。
He still had large welts on his face and his arms from where the bees had stung him.
他的身上还是有很多的被蜜蜂叮的包。
He had actually had to go to the hospital for treatment. It was so bad.
他因为被蜜蜂咬得非常厉害，要去医院来治疗。
But this time he had borrowed a bee suit from his friend.
但是这一次呢，他呢就从他的朋友那里借了一个专门灭蜂人穿的那个防护服。
And he put on the suit, went back up the ladder, and eliminated all the bees there.
所以这一次他穿上他的防护服，然后去那个蜂窝那里，把所有的蜜蜂都消灭了。
What a difference it makes when you're in a dangerous situation if you have the right protection around you to keep you safe.
所以在危险的时候，你需要有专门保护你自己的东西，可以保护你从那个不要受到那个伤害。
God tells us in this passage in John 17 that we as Christ followers are to live in the world, but not be of the world.
所以在这个约翰福音第十七章，神在这里告诉我们，我们因为不是我们虽然住在这个世界上，可是我们不属于这个世界。
He tells us that as we follow Jesus, some people in the world may oppose us, and it may be not the most comfortable place for us as Christians.
所以在这个世界上，我们这些基督徒，因为我们是跟随主耶稣，这个世界是反对我们的，所以我们住在这个世界上不一定很舒服。
Many people then and today are hostile to God and oppose those who follow Him.
这个世界上很多人他们不信神，所以他们反对我们。
Living as a Christian today can in the world.Can be a dangerous place to be.
今天我们基督徒住在这个世界上，可能有很多危险。
But the good news is that as Jesus sends us into the world, He also promises us great protection from God while we are there.
今天主耶稣把我们差派到世界各地，他也给我们应许，神会保守我们。
So I want to look through this passage here with you to see about some of the key things that God wants to do to protect you and I.
所以今天我们要看一下这段经文，看看神很多要点，神是如何在保守我们。
This passage we read from John 17 is called Jesus' High Priestly Prayer.
So 这一段经文今天我们要读的就是主耶稣他的作为大祭司的一个祷文。
It's a prayer that he prayed for his own followers shortly before he was crucified.
这段祷告是主耶稣在被钉十字架之前为他的门徒祷告。
And towards the end of the prayer, he says it's also, he's also praying for us, those who hear the message and who follow him much later on after he prayed this original prayer.
在这段祷告的末尾，主耶稣也为我们这些基督徒祷告，就是我们是通过没有见过他，但是通过他的门徒的信息，我们信主这些追随者祷告。
So let's look together at John 17.
所以我们一起来看一下约翰福音第十七章。
If you have a Bible and would like to look with me.
你要有圣经的话，请翻到约翰福音第十七章。
We're going to look at one verse at a time as we look at some of the ways God protects us today.
我们一节一节的来看一看神是怎么样来保守我们。
Beginning with verses 9 and 10.
我们从开始看，先看第九、第十节。
Jesus says, I am praying for them, meaning his followers. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, yours are mine, and I am glorified in them.
所以第九、第十节这里讲到，我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求。欲为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
God is offering his protection to those who believe in him and who follow him, but he's not offering it for people who are unbelievers and who are not following him.
神在这里他应许保守我们这些跟随他的人，跟随主耶稣的人，他并没有保守那些属这个世界上不信神的人。
Then Jesus goes on and prays the first prayer of protection in verse 11.
在第十一节，耶稣在这里他做他第一个祷告祈求。
He says, "I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you've given me, that they may be one, even as we." Are one.
在第十一节，主耶稣在这里祷告：从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合二为一，像我们一样。
This first protection is that Jesus is praying to protect our unity as Christians.
在这里，主耶稣祷告，求神保守我们在主里面的合二为一。
He says he is no longer in the world, and he anticipates here that soon after this prayer he would be crucified and he would return to heaven to the Father.
在这里，主耶稣在这里讲到他马上就要离开这个世界，被钉十字架，然后回到天上。
And he prays that God would keep us in his name.
所以主耶稣在这里祷告，求神能够因他所赐的名保守我们。
When you see that phrase in the Bible, it refers to God's name, meaning all of his attributes, everything that God is, was represented in the name of God.
在圣经里，当我们看到提到神的名，我们知道所有它包括神所有的特性。
As we today bear the name Christian, we are an image bearer of God, and we carry his name with us as we represent him.
就像今天我们是基督徒，这个名称就包括所有神神的这些特性。
And so Jesus prays for us to be one. He prays for unity.
所以主耶稣在这里为我们祷告，让我们能够合一，能够在主里合二为一。
He does not pray for uniformity. He does not expect every Christian in the world to be exactly the same.
所以主并没有在这里祷告，让我们都完全的一样，而是让我们在主里合一。
But he prays for us to have unity, to have one mind, one heart, one Lord in the midst of our diversity.
但是主在这里他祷告，让我们都能一个同心，同一个意念，同一个主。
I've been a pastor for over 30 years, and I constantly am amazed at how difficult it can be sometimes to lead a church.
所以牧师他牧会已经有30年之久，他能够体会到有时候，在牧会的时候，有的时候是非常的困难的。
There are few other places on earth that are as diverse and complicated as a local church can be.
在这个世界上，像教会里面的这个错综复杂，是很少有事情可以超过的。
You take people of all different ages and different spiritual maturity levels. Some have been believers for 1 year, some for 30.
就在教会里有不同的人，然后属灵的光景也完全不一样。有的人刚刚信主，有的人属灵上已经非常老练很多年。
You bring people together with very different tastes and preferences.
我们每个人的喜好都不一样。
Some like the music loud, some like it soft.
有些人喜欢比较大声的音乐，有的人喜欢比较温柔的音乐。
Some want to sing the old hymns, and some want to sing the contemporary praise songs.
所以有的基督徒喜欢比较传统的古典的那个赞美诗，有年轻人就喜欢比较现代的。
Some people want to sing more, others want to hear longer teaching.
所以有的人喜欢多唱赞美诗，那有的基督徒就喜欢多听讲道。
Some people like it, the temperature in the room to be hot, and some like it to be cold.
所以有的基督徒喜欢这个会堂里暖一点，有的喜欢冷一点。
Then you add into that mix some different personalities.
所以你把这些都在一起，所以我们教会里形形色色的人都有。
Some people are leaders, others are followers.
所以有的人是做领导的，有的人那就是要跟随的。
Some are very outgoing and extroverts, others are introverts and quiet.
所以有的人非常活泼外向，有的人非常内向安静。
Some are very organized, others are very creative.
所以有的人非常有条理，那有的人就非常有创造力。
You bring in different views of spiritual practices, of theological stands on different issues of the faith.
所以很多基督徒他们在神学方面也有自己的见解。
And you add to that that it's a voluntary association.
然后你再加上这个教会完全是自发的一个组织。
Other than maybe a pastor who gets paid to be the leader, everybody else can choose to show up or not show up whenever they want.
所以可能只有牧师是他会领到一份薪水，其他的人都是非常自愿的。
And on top of all of that, you add in the fact that we're all still a bunch of sinners in need of grace.
当然在这完全之上，我们每个人都是罪人。
All of us, including the pastors of churches, are still in our flesh, we're selfish, and so we often want what we want.
所以牧师包括在内，我们每个人都是罪人，我们都是活在肉体中，所以我们都有罪。
And you can see when you look at all of those challenges how hard unity in the body of Christ is.
所以从这些方面你就可以看到我们在主里的合一是非常不容易的。
I believe there are three areas where Christians are being attacked by Satan today where he is trying to pull us apart.
所以牧师认为他有三个方面撒旦是怎么样把我们这个教会能够肢体分开。
One area is within Christian families, husband and wife, parents and children.
所以一个方面就是在我们的基督教的家庭里怎么样撒旦把夫妻还有孩子儿女分开。
Just because we all bear the name Christian doesn't mean that we will have perfect marriages and perfect families and everything will be harmonious all the time.
所以我们虽然是基督徒并不等于我们有完美的婚姻完美的家庭。
We need God's protection of unity within our families.
我们需要神保守我们在家庭里的合一。
The second area is the local church. Each local gathering of Christians that get together and call themselves a church.
第二个方面就是我们在一个教会里面，我们教会里面很多人在一起。
The third area, oftentimes of disunity, is churches one with another or Christians one with another.
第三个方面就是我们教会与教会之间，还有基督徒与基督徒之间。
You might think, well, our church is the only true church, and we don't care about any of the other churches out there. They're all wrong.
所以我们有些人可能想，哦，我们的教会是真正的神里面的教会，别的教会都是错的。
And the amazing thing is that Jesus knew this would be a problem, and that's why he's praying for unity, and he wants to bring protection for the unity in our midst.
所以，主耶稣早就知道我们将来要面临的这些问题，所以他在这里祷告我们教会，还有我们每个人在神里面的合一。
Here's a key point to realize about unity. We don't create unity in the church or in the family.
所以很重要的一个主题就是我们要知道我们并不能够自己来建立我们在教会和家庭里的合一。
Because of such challenges and such diversity, only God can create unity in us as he links the Holy Spirit in us with one another. He brings unity.
所以只有神可以，因为有很多的这些不一样的地方，只有神可以在我们中间建造合一，并且通过圣灵来帮助我们来建造合一。
Paul calls us to preserve the unity that the Holy Spirit gives. Not to create it, but to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
所以使徒保罗他说，他用这个词来说到我们要保我们要保存我们的合一，他没有说我们自己可以建立我们自己的合一。
It's the first thing he wants to protect in us.
所以这是第一件主耶稣要神保守我们的就是合一。
Verse 12, he gives us the second.While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
所以在第十二节，主耶稣的第二个祷告，他是说，我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
Here we see the idea that God protects our faith as well.
我们这里看到神也保守我们的，保守我们的信心。
As he's praying to the Father, he says, "You gave me these followers, these men that were called disciples."
在这里，主耶稣说，神给他的这些追随者，他的门徒。
And through all the challenges they went through.For the 3 years that they followed Jesus before he was crucified, he said, I haven't lost any of them. They are all still strong in their faith.
所以在这，他们这些门徒，在很多的情况下，他们不论是什么样艰苦情况，他们都跟随主耶稣，没有离开，只有一个。
He said, there is an exception, though. There is one. He's called in the scripture the son of destruction.
所以这里只有一个，一个例外，就是那个灭亡之子。
Anybody guess who that might be?
大家猜一猜这个人是谁
？Judas.
就是犹大。
Judas, and he says it was to fulfill the scriptures. It was all part of God's plan that Judas betray Jesus.
所以这里说，好叫经上的话得应验，因为犹大会背叛主耶稣，然后呢，就是。这都是神的一个计划。
We face huge challenges today to our faith, to compromise our faith, or to eliminate our faith or walk away from it.
今天我们在信心上面临非常大的挑战，很多事情让我们能够让我们来离开我们的信仰，或者是让我们把我们的信仰变得稀释了。
It's explained so well in this other verse in Colossians 2:8.
在哥罗西第二章第八节，这里有讲的非常的非常的确切。
Says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, not according to Christ.
在这里，这经文讲到，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
We are in danger of being spiritually kidnapped every day in our faith.
所以我们每天都面临在我们的信仰上被绑架的这种境况。
You ever ask yourself how you are being influenced by the culture around you?
你有没有想到每天我们的信仰被这个世界上的文化所影响？
By the worldly philosophies and worldly movements of things like relativism.
我们被这个世界上的很多的理念所影响，比如说像相对论。
Which pervades our media and pervades our schools and basically teaches that there is no universal truth anymore. Whatever you believe is true for you.
所以在这个世界上，学校还有媒介都充满了这种相对的学说，就是这个世界上没有绝对的真理。
By the philosophy, worldly philosophy of hedonism that says, whatever you want to do to please yourself, to enjoy yourself, go do it. There are no limits.
所以这个世界上的哲学也说，你想做什么就去做，没有什么东西可以限制你。
The worldly philosophy of materialism that says, if you really want to be happy, you better go out and buy all the latest stuff, the latest clothes, the latest cell phones, the latest cars. All those things will make you happy.
这个世界上的这些物质，追求物质的理论也讲，你要是喜欢，你就去买最新的衣服、最好的车子、最好的最好的一些工具，然后你就去玩。
Or the worldly philosophy of humanism, which basically states we're just accidents here.
所以也有这样的人类在讲人类方面的哲学，说我们每个人在这个世界上都是偶然的。
There is no creator, no designer, no purpose to life.
所以我们的生命没有什么意义，也没有什么计划，没有人来创造我们。
But here you are, and by our great wisdom, we can figure out everything. We don't need God for anything. It's all up to us.
那有的人也讲，我们有这样的智慧，我们可以做任何事情，一切都是靠我们来做。
It's hard to live in this world and not be affected by the culture and by these worldly philosophies around us.
所以我们住在这个世界上，很难不被这个世界上的小学所影响。
But I'll ask you today, will you let yourself be spiritually kidnapped?
所以今天我们要谨慎，不要被这些在我们的信心上，在我们的信仰上被这些东西所绑架。
Do you interpret your faith through the message of the media, through education, through our culture today?
所以你有没有用今天在这个世界上的这些文化还有他们的信仰来解释我们的信心？
Or will you interpret the culture today in these messages through the eternal truth of God's sacred word?
或者你是另外一方面是用神的这些道理来解释我们今天的这些社会现象。
Once you have embraced faith, God wants to protect that faith in your life.
当你接受神的这个信心，然后神会来保守你在这个世界上，你的信心不受攻击。
The next thing he wants to protect in your life is so important for today, and that's joy. He wants to protect our joy.
另外一个非常重要的方面就是神他保守我们在这个世界上我们的喜乐。
In verse 13 and 14, Jesus said that he prays for his followers to have his joy fulfilled in them.
在第三十三节主耶稣在这里祷告，就是让他们的心里充满他的喜乐。
And then right after that, he says, and if you follow me and my word, people in the world are going to hate you for it.
然后呢，接下来主耶稣又说，如果你们接受他的道呢，这个世界会恨他们。
So we can clearly see he's not talking about joy, meaning like happiness, Like everything's going to always be great in life.
所以这里我们知道，主耶稣讲的喜乐，并不是世界上所说的这个幸福感。
Happiness is different than joy. Happiness is circumstantial. When circumstances are good, I'm happy. When they're not good, I'm sad.
所以这个快乐跟喜乐完全不一样，因为快乐是一种就是被环境所影响，靠环境来快乐，而不是喜乐。
Joy is not dependent on circumstances. Joy is a confidence and a trust that God is in control in good times or in bad.
喜乐不是靠环境所控制，他是相信主，相信神，他掌管一切。
There's a little saying for the word joy that it means Jesus over you.
所以有一句话来解释这个喜乐，就是神在我们上面。
And Jesus prays that we would be filled with his joy at all times.
所以主耶稣应许我们会充满主耶稣的喜乐。
Don't you find we need that today?
你今天需要这种喜乐吗？
If I turn on the TV one more time and hear of one more mass shooting or terrorist attack, it's going to be hard for me to take.
所以今天当我们打开电视，我们很难不看到另外一件大规模的枪杀，或者是恐怖事件，真的是很难让我们的心来接受。
We live in a scary world.
我们今天住在一个非常令人恐惧的世界。
There are no safe places anymore.
这个世界上没有一个安全的地方。
We've had mass shootings in movie theaters, in elementary schools, in colleges, and even in church prayer meetings this year.
所以在今年，我们有大规模的枪杀案，不仅是在电影院、在学校，还有在甚至在教会里面的那个祷告会里面。
But joy is the ability to transcend all of that evil with the knowledge that God's love is the same.For you, and he wants to work it through you to others.
但是喜乐就是可以穿过穿越超越所有这些悲剧的事件，因为知道神总是在爱我们。
Every year I go to Kenya and work with African leaders in Kenya, oftentimes with Pastor Scott, who many of you know.
所以牧师经常与那个 Scott 牧师一起去非洲肯尼亚，去那里跟当地的基督徒一起施工。
One of the reasons I am addicted to Kenya, why I have to go year after year after year, probably for the rest of my life.
牧师说他非常着迷去肯尼亚去做这个施工，每年都去，将来一定会继续去。
It's because I have found something different.In the lives of Kenyan Christians that I do not see in America.
因为牧师发现肯尼亚的基督徒有一件有他们在有些地方跟美国的基督徒不一样。
I have met men and women who have very little materially. They exist on a few dollars a day.
我看到很多基督徒，他们根本一无所有，每天可能就几个美元在生活。
They don't have cars, they don't live in big houses, they don't have many clothes.
他们没有车子，也没有大房子，甚至也没有多少衣服。
Food is very expensive and difficult to buy.
那里的食物也非常的昂贵，很难得到。
On top of that, they lead churches that are having many problems oftentimes.
在所有这一切之上，他们教会也有很多问题。
And to add on to all of that, there are a number of Muslim terrorists in Kenya that are intentionally and in large ways persecuting the Christian church there.
在这所有之上，他们还有那里穆斯林一些恐怖分子经常的迫害他们。
I've talked to leaders who have had terrorists come into their church gatherings with machetes and cut people and threaten to kill them.
所以他，我听到牧师听到那边当地的基督徒领袖讲到，很多那种恐怖分子到他们的简陋的教会里面去伤害那里的基督徒。
Churches have been burned down And families have been threatened, some even killed.
那里有的教会被他们毁坏，甚至有的家庭也被他们恐吓。
And so in the midst of all of this, these Kenyan Christians have God's joy.
但是在所有这一切困苦当中，那里的基督徒充满了喜乐。
They praise him and thank him every day.
他们每天都赞美感谢神。
They are committed in their faith and don't waver in their commitment.
他们真的是献上他们每天都能够为神献身，不他们的信仰毫不动摇。
They are courageous and are not overcome by fear.
他们都非常有勇气，不被这些不被这些恐惧吓到。
And they prayerfully trust that God will meet their needs.
他们通过祷告来知道神会供应他们。
They are a huge inspiration to me.
他们对牧师是一个非常大的鼓舞。
God wants to protect joy in our lives today.
神今天要保守我们在他里面的喜乐。
He wants to plant it and grow it in you and then to protect it so that no matter how hard life gets, you can make it through with his joy.
神会把他的喜乐种在我们心里。所以不论发生什么事情，我们都有神那里的喜乐。
He also, number four, wants to protect us from Satan, from the evil one.
所以第四个方面，神会保守我们来免离撒旦的攻击。
In verse 15, he says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
在第十六节这里讲到，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
God protects us from the influence of Satan to a degree.
所以神会保守我们来脱离撒旦，但是在一定程度上来脱离撒旦的影响。
The Bible tells us that Satan was.An angel who rebelled against God.
圣经上告诉我们，撒旦是一个天使，他呢，背叛了神。
He set himself up to be God and wants others to worship him.
他想自己成为神，让别人来崇拜他。
One of his chief jobs is to try to pull followers of God away from God in any way that he can.
撒旦的工作就是把基督徒从神那里拉走。
He is the liar, he is the tempter, he is the deceiver.
所以撒旦他是一个撒谎的人，也是一个欺骗的。
And he's powerfully at work in our world.
他在我们中间做工。
But God protects us from him ultimately harming us or pulling us away from him.
但是神会保守我们免离撒旦的攻击，还有把我们从神那里拉开。
There's a great truth that the Apostle John wrote where he said that he who is in you, meaning Jesus and the Holy Spirit, is greater than he who is in the world, meaning Satan.
所以在约翰一书有一章非常好的经文，这里讲到我们主耶稣在我们心里，他呢比那恶者，他已经战胜了那恶者。
The seduction, the influence of Satan on our lives is real, but he is not to be feared if you have Jesus in your life.
所以撒旦虽然在这个世界上做工，但是我们不需要不需要恐惧，因为神已经战胜了那恶者。
The next thing that Jesus wants to protect us from is he wants to protect his truth in us.
另外再一个观点就是神他保守他在我们里面的真理。
In verse 17, he says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth."
在十七节他这里讲到，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
To sanctify means to set something apart for a special holy purpose.
这里成圣就是分别出来。来为一个特别的目的来成圣。
You do this in church.
我们在教会里这样做。
By a show of hands, how many of you sat in the same seat today that that you sat in the last time you were in church.
所以你们每个人上次也是坐在你们现在的位置上吗？你们举一下手。
Same seat.
就是跟上次同样的一个位置。你们举一下
手。Some of you have been sitting in that same pew for years, haven't you?
你们有没有人在同样的一排的那个座位上，每年都坐在那一排？
I don't preach here all the time, but I've been here enough to know where I can find some of you when I look out there.
所以牧师虽然不是经常与我们在一起，但他看到我们经常坐在我们所那个比较熟悉的那个位置上。
It's great when you're pastoring because every week I look at my church and I can always know who's there and who's not there because I just look at the seats.
所以牧师说他每次讲到的时候就可以看到有些人就是。谁在谁不在，因为他们往往是坐在同样的位置上。
Things get really interesting when we decide to have a joint worship service with your church and with my church.
所以当我们两个教会在一起联合承办的时候，那就比较有趣。
And you both come in to sit down in the same seat and you say, hey, that's my pew.
所以可能有两个基督徒会到同样一个位置上来说，哦，这个位置是我的。
You say, that pew is sanctified. It's set apart for a holy purpose for me to sit there.
所以你说那个位置是为我分别出来，专门让我坐在那里呢。
But God wants us to be sanctified, for our lives to be set apart for His purposes.
所以神他保守我们能够成圣，能够分别出来为他成圣。
The way He sanctifies us is he says he presents his truth to us. His word, his holy word, is his truth.
所以神让我们成圣是靠他的真理，就是神的道。
We hear the word of God as we hear it preached in church.
我们今天在听讲道，就是听到神的道。
As you open up the Bible and hopefully read it for yourself at home.
当你打开圣经在家里读经的时候。
As you attend a Bible study and have a chance to study it and discuss it together.
当你去参加你的团契来一起读研读神的话语。
And over time, God uses the truth from His Word to grow us, to transform us, to make us more like Jesus.
所以经过很多时间，神就用他的道来让我们明白他的真理，来改变我们的生命。
And so he protects his truth in us through the word of God.
所以神就通过他自己的道来保护我们。
And here's the last way he wants to protect us.
最后一方面，神是怎么样来保守我们的？
He protects his witness through us.
他通过他的见证来保通过我们的见证来保护我们。
If you look at verses 20 and 21,
我们来看一下第二十节和二十一节。
He says, I do not ask for these only, meaning the disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
所以二十二十一节在这里讲到，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Jesus is saying here that he wants to protect.Our unity so that we can have a witness for God, so people can see God in us, in our lives, in our families, in our church.
这里主耶稣讲到他保守我们在主里的合一，让我们可以为主做见证，在我们的生活里，在我们的教会社区里面为神做见证。
And that unity that he asked for us to have,And works for us to have is the same sense of oneness that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father have together in the Trinity.
所以主耶稣在这里说的，我们的之间的合一，就是父子与圣灵他们的合一。
And here is for more a higher calling than just for us to get along. It's because the world is watching us.
所以这里因为这个世界在看我们，所以我们在这里的合一是要超出我们一般所讲的那个和睦。
And Jesus himself said, they will know you're Christians by your love for one another.
所以主耶稣也讲过，他们可以看到你们，因为看到你们中间的爱，就知道你们是谁。
It's always been said that Christianity is only one generation from extinction.
有这样的讲到，说到基督徒只有一代，然后就会消灭。
It is our job to pass on our faith to younger generations and to people who have never heard him before.
所以我们的工作就是要把我们的这个信仰要传到下一代，并且传到外面去。
As I showed to the children with the story of the dolphins, we can't wait for them to come to us. We need to go to them.
就像牧师给儿童的信息一样，我们不能够在这里等，我们要出去把福音传出去。
And God wants to protect our witness so that more and more people throughout the world can come to know him as Savior and Lord.
所以神他会保守我们为他所做的见证，让我们能够把这个福音传到地极。
So I ask you this last question before we pray. What do you need to seek God's protection for in your life right now?
所以牧师在结束今天的讲道，他要问一个问题，就是你今天在哪些方面需要神的保守。
And let's ask that of the Lord silently as we come together and we pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we come to you this afternoon and trust you as our great protector.
主耶稣，我们今天来到你的面前，我们相信你是我们的保守者。
You are a mighty fortress. You are our strength. You are our deliverer.
主耶稣，你是我们的碉堡，你是我们的力量，你是我们的拯救者。
We live in dangerous times in a dangerous world.
我们今天生活的世界，还有我们的这个时代，都是非常危险的。
Would you continue to protect our faith as we seek to follow you?
求你在我们在继续寻求你的时候，求你保守我们的信心。
Protect us from being kidnapped in our faith and following too many worldly philosophies rather than you.
求你保守我们在你里面的信心，让我们不要被这个世界上的小学掳去。
Protect our hearts with your joy so that we would not live in fear or discouragement.
求你保守我们的心，充满你的喜乐。让我们不要受到这个世界上的不要为这个世界的事情所丧胆。
Protect our unity in our families and in our church.
你也保守我们在家庭和教会里，让我们都能够合一。
Protect our witness that we can continue to be bright lights for you as dark as the world gets.
求你也保守我们为你所做的见证，让我们成为这个世界上的明光。
Protect your truth in us.
也求你保守你在我们里面的这些真理。
God, we trust you today as our protector.
今天，神，我们相信你是我们的保守者。
And we pray these prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣得胜的名求。Amen.